Hey guys, this is Michael Hibachi of Hibachi Designs and Atelier. I am super, super excited to share this beautiful space that we created for the 2025 Southeastern Designer Show House with Atlanta Homes and Lifestyles. We have a showroom in the Atlanta Decorative Arts Center called Hibachi Atelier, and most of the furniture that you see in the showroom is our brands that we represent. So definitely take a look at the notebook and you will see all the pieces and the names and pricing. And you would just inquire within Hibachi Atelier for that information. It's always an honor to be involved in this. And this year we designed a room that we're calling the parlor, which is the upstairs living area off all of the bedrooms. We were inspired by some of the lounges in the 1930s and 40s that kind of revolved more around getting together, gathering with friends and family, and having conversations about everything from the arts to music to politics. And also it revolved around gaming, and there was the old school board games, not necessarily the video games. As you can see, there are no screens in the space. We really went with this beautiful, rich, warm palette. I really wanted it to kind of have a classic feel with this color palette. And a lot of the materials throughout are, you know, textured wools and tweeds and velvets. And I really feel like texture can make a contemporary space feel a lot warmer and more inviting. The rug that you see, the big checkered rug, it is a flat weave woven wool rug from a brand called Castall that is based out of Sweden. That rug kind of sets the stage for the whole space, in my opinion. Many of the furniture pieces that you see throughout, the sofa, the slipper chair with the fringe, the bronze fringe, the two chairs with the wood details on the back, and the little pouf with the walnut base, and the tessellated dolomite. Those pieces are all by a brand called Demuro Das, also a company we represent, and they are all handmade by artisans in India. We feel like those pieces are really, really special. The attention to detail is phenomenal. They even made the coffee table, which is a custom design. It's a tiered table with burled walnut on the top and the lower shelf and bronze legs. The great thing about Demuro Das is they can produce anything, any size you want. And they have so many incredible materials that they work with. Another custom piece is the small desk on the far left-hand corner when facing the room. It's at the top of the stairs. It's a scalloped design made from walnut, and it has this really great stone top on it. It's a table desk that I designed and just wanted to do something special that kind of, we always integrate something custom made and every project we do just to set it apart. So we thought that desk was a perfect fit, considering this is kind of a room that, you know, congregates around the arts. It's like a little art table, a place to work, a place to draw. And then that beautiful blown glass lamp that you see there that looks like kind of draped fabric. It's made in Murano, and it's by a company that we represent called In Common With, that are just incredible. So we're excited to use that piece. And the vintage desk chair that you see in front of it is by Pierre Chapo. It is a classic, I believe from the 50s, but it is an antique chair that we found and thought was perfect for that space. We also have lots of great, incredible art in the space. We've got that beautiful felted wool tapestry that was created by Jessica Switzer. She's an artist that we represent. She sells felted wool by the yard, but she also makes these amazing art pieces that you could do on a headboard, you can hang on the wall, or you could just upholster, you know, the back of a chair or a bench. But yeah, that felted wool piece was made for our space. We sent her the colors that we wanted her to use, and then she created all of the foliage and the texture and everything just from wool that she harvests herself from her own sheep. The photography in the space is from Jackson Fine Art. There's two little portraits in the corner, and a beautiful piece to the left of that, all from Jackson Fine Art. We have a abstract piece on the far right, to the right of the sofa, next to the olive tree, which is by Raul Moran. He's an old friend of mine I've known for almost 30 years, and it was great being able to incorporate his piece, which worked perfectly with our palette. And there are lots of other collected pieces over the desk that are vintage, and an amazing piece on the far left of the desk by Christine Genet. And it's a kind of a graphic piece with the circle. She is an artist that we also represent in our atelier. She does phenomenal work. She works with plaster, and her pigments literally come from the backyard. She goes and pulls pigments from rocks, from the clay in her, you know, in the ground. And all the color that she uses is literally from the earth. And it kind of it speaks volumes because it's organic and warm and inviting, but it's also really graphic and makes a statement in any space. And last but definitely not least, the focal point in the space directly over the sofa. It looks like a pegboard. It is by an artist out of California named Bradley Duncan. He just does awesome work, and he basically had that made for our space in the colors that we wanted for the room. And the wallpaper that you see throughout, it is a gorgeous grass cloth that kind of weaves in all the colors, the blues and the browns and the cognacs, and that grass cloth is from Thibaut. And they provided us also the wool sateen fabric from Coraggio. And Thibaut's located also at ADAC. And they were so gracious to sponsor and help us with a lot of the materials. So that's it. I hope you enjoy my room. Thank you again, and enjoy.